begin a story about someone who changed your life? Do you start with images or maybe go backwards and do flashbacks? I think I'll just start with her name, Patricia. I met Patricia when I lived in Michigan. I was putting myself through school as a waitress at a Holiday Inn. It wasn't one of those big fancy Holiday Inns. It was more the motel style, you know, that kind? That sort of a rectangle with a hollow middle, had a little pool on one side and a big garden on the other. One corner had the lobby, and the other front corner had the restaurant. And I was the morning lunch waitress. Anybody here serve? Anyone here? Yes. So there's a fellowship of waiters and waitresses, and you know that as a waiter or waitress, you don't make a living on your salary. You make it on your tips. And if you are a morning or afternoon waitress, you don't make it on big tips. You make it on volume. And the faster you can turn those tables, the more likely you'll be able to pay your rent the next month. And that's what I did. I turned tables very fast. Now, at this Holiday Inn, we had three rushes. We had a morning rush, a mid-morning rush, and then the lunch rush. And the trick was to move those tables as fast as you could through the rushes, relax a little bit in between, and then do the next rush. And the faster you could turn those tables, the better the tips. It was between the mid-morning rush and the lunch rush that I first met Patricia. I remember when I first saw her, she was sitting there in a beautiful lavender blazer. It had embroidery off to one side that creeped down along the lapel. Now, most people, you walk up and you say what your name is, but Patricia was different. When I got to her table, she extended her hand and she said, "Hi, my name's Patricia." Guests don't do that, but she did. And then she began to talk. I remember her first order. It was a roll and a cup of coffee. But then she asked me for a favor. She said, "Would you please just put a spoonful of ice cream into my coffee?" Now, technically, this wasn't really allowed. You know, coffee comes with milk or cream. She wasn't asking for a full scoop. She was asking for a spoonful. Besides, she was so nice. And we had ice cream. We had nice vanilla ice cream with real vanilla beans in it. So I thought, why not? I went in the back. No one seemed to care. I took a spoon, put it in, got the roll, served the coffee. And then we talked. And we talked about all sorts of stuff. When it was time to get ready for the lunch rush, I did my thing. I came back. She was gone, and she left me a dollar tip. Now, I have to tell you, back then, a dollar tip for coffee and a roll, that was a big deal. She not only introduced herself, was pleasant, she tipped good. I mean, this was like a dream customer. And she came back time after time. And as she came back, we talked about everything. We talked about campus news, world news, botany. We talked about fabrics. You name it. We would talk. And I looked forward to it. Now, I first met Patricia, I would say, maybe the beginning of October. And so as the weeks went by, I got to know her more and more. But then business started getting busier and busier. And sometimes I didn't have all that much of attention to her. Still, we talked. Still, we were friends. Every day she would come, and every day she would ask to sit in my section. Then November came along, and in Michigan it gets cold in November, and we all get serious. You know, if you ever lived in a cold state, you know, it gets serious to get, you know, in winter, and you focus on what you have to do. And I noticed, maybe it was the first week in November, the tip changed from $1 to 75 cents. It was still a good tip, don't get me wrong, but I noticed the change. And then a week later, it went down to 50 cents. Okay, fine. Thanksgiving came, and Patricia disappeared. Nothing to worry about. People take vacations, it's fine. I waited a week, and then Patricia returned. Only this time, She wasn't talking so much. And she was sitting in her section for a really long time. It wasn't just between mid-morning rush and lunch. Now it was all during that mid-morning rush. And she only gave me a quarter. And she'd sit there longer and longer. One day she came in during the early morning rush, stayed almost until lunch, and totally monopolized my table. Totally. And then she only left me a dime. A dime, can you believe it? Taking my table for hours and leaving me a dime. Shortly after that, maybe it was the next day, another waitress, Brenda, came up to me and she said, "Patricia, that's your regular, right?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "She's taking a bath in the sink of the ladies' room. You know, she's washing one limb at a time." By the time I got there, she was gone, back at the table, drinking her coffee. And when she'd asked me for that ice cream, well, forget it. I said, "I'm sorry, it's against the rules. No ice cream in her coffee." Next day, she came even longer. Right at the beginning of the mid-morning rush, she monopolized my very best table, and she just sat there. On top of that, she was disgusting. She was dirty. She smelled. But I was busy. I had to turn those tables. I had to make a living. And that day was especially odd because the place was filled with cops. Now, we like to bring in cops. You know, having a cop come to a hotel, restaurant kind of keeps things even. But this day, there must have been a dozen of them. And they just sat there. So not only did I have to deal with Patricia, I had to deal with cops that we weren't supposed to charge. She finally left just before the lunch rush. I was in the kitchen. And when I came back, all the cops were gone too. I looked around. Remember I said the hotel was built with a hollow in the center. There was a pool in the garden area. No one paid much attention to it in the winter. All the cops were out there trunching around. I looked up again, and suddenly they had become a small group. And in the center of the group was Patricia. They walked her out. She looked at me. I was there as they marched her away. I stared at her. She stared back at me. And she said, "I'm sorry. I only gave you a dime." See, Patricia had been living there at least for a month. She had dug a hole underneath the garden, covered it with branches and leaves, used the Holiday Inn linen to line her newly found home. When the innkeeper found out about it, he was enraged. "How dare she do this? How dare she take our linens? How dare she do this? What is it going to do to the reputation of this fine establishment?" Now, the kitchen staff, totally different. They were excited. You see, we talked to the cops, and they told us that in her purse, she had a passport, she had divorce papers, she had pills. That was enough to create at least a dozen scenarios. Did she go insane? Was a divorce the thing that pushed her over the edge? Was she psychotic? She looked to be very well educated, and on and on and on the stories flowed. Everyone was so into it. Everyone but me. You see, that day that Patricia was marched out of the Holiday Inn, she was wearing a blazer. And if you looked real hard past the dirt, you could see that it was lavender. And you could see that there was this beautiful embroidery, the very same jacket she wore when I first met her. But I just didn't see it. I didn't see any of it. And each day when I went home after hearing the gossip and all the things that were brewing for the weeks and weeks that followed, I just felt terrible. See, Patricia was my friend. Patricia was one of the few guests that introduced herself, that talked to me, that gave me a dollar a day. But when the tips went down, when she was staying too long, I forgot all of that. And all I remembered was that she's affecting my livelihood. I talked to one of my best friends, Melinda, and she said, it's okay. You're a waitress. It's all right. You focus on that stuff. You don't have to beat yourself up. But no matter how kind she was, I couldn't get it out of my mind. Over and over I thought. The littlest thing would trigger it. I was rotten. Someone treated me with decency, and it took like nothing for all of that to go away. Well, months passed. Winter turned to spring. Next year came. I continued my studies. And one day, probably the next spring, I went to a lecture. I had been going to this class. It was almost done. And as I walked up, it was one of those big lecture rooms with 200 seats. I climbed up. I got myself situated. The professor came in, and I looked at him. And he had shadow under his chin as though he hadn't shaved. His jacket and his shirt were wrinkled. And when he spoke, he stumbled over his words. I had been sitting in this class for months, and he had never looked like this. He had never sounded like that. And so I waited. And when everyone left, when every person left that hall, I was the last one out. I turned around and I asked him, are you okay? And he said, what? I said, are you okay? I'm worried about you. I mean, who am I? A college student. But I'd been sitting in his class for weeks and weeks. And he had a shadow under his chin and his shirt was wrinkled. So I said, are you okay? And at first he was going to say, oh, I'm fine. Except he stopped. And he said, no. I've been trying for 2 years to get this grant. It was just between me and one other guy. My wife and I, we already put a down payment on a house. And I just got word that it fell through. I didn't even go home last night. I don't know what to tell her. And then he looked at me and he said, how could you tell? And I said, I just looked and I was just worried. And I hope things are better. That's all I said. No miracle. I didn't have money out of my pockets. I just said that, but it seemed to be enough. He said thank you, and I walked out. And as I walked across campus, I thought about Patricia. Only this time I didn't feel bad. I felt grateful. I took a lot from Patricia, and Patricia gave and gave. But maybe of everything she gave to me, it was that ability, that lesson, to realize that we have the power to care. We have the power to see when people are up and when they're down. And though I didn't do it to Patricia, I gave it back to that professor. And from that point on, I keep trying, time and time again. I don't always get it right. Believe me, I miss all sorts of cues. Ask my kids. But every now and then I get it right. Every now and then I muster up the courage and I say, are you okay? Do you need some help? Patricia gave me that. Oh, and Patricia gave me one other thing. Ice cream really is great in coffee.